Rick Carday, superintendent of schools for the Riblake School District, has the monthly update from last Thursday's Riblake School Board meeting.
Under old business, the school board and village have partnered with a school resource officer position. The memorandum of understanding with the village was reviewed by the board, and the memorandum outlines roles and responsibilities, program renewal being year-to-year, and final financial costs and limitations. Also, new police, Riblake Police Chief Derek Beckstrom was on hand. He's also going to serve as our school resource officer for the district, and we feel very glad to have him on board. Also, proposed 2019-20 handbook changes were approved. Both principals suggested minor additions and revisions based on new programming and clarification of existing practices. The Board of Education also approved the 2019-20 Fund 80 Community Service Budget. The program helps support the Riblake Community Education Program, the Public Fitness Center and Hockey Rink in Riblake, the Community Ball Fields, and the Senior Tax Exchange Program. Bus driver pay was also increased last night. The bus driver pay was increased to $14 an hour. Drivers are becoming increasingly hard to find, and if anyone is interested in becoming a driver, please contact the Riblake District Office. The board heard a budget update from both the last and current school year. The preliminary audit report showed a slight surplus in the 2018-19 budget. The preliminary budget for 2019-20 was presented to the board. An increase in revenues may allow for more focus on equipment, curricular, and maintenance than in the previous budget. The August in-service plans were discussed with the board. Over the next few weeks, the district will be hosting a district data retreat, new teacher orientation, nonviolent crisis intervention training, and district-wide staff development day before students arrive September 3rd. The Riblake School Board also discussed and approved two mental health grants. The district will receive funding for staff training in mental health as part of a $75,000 grant submitted by the Taylor County School Districts. And the district was awarded an Aspires Grant Award for $25,000 renewable for 3 years, which will bring on-site mental health services to the district. The program will allow students therapy without missing school and make mental health services available to students through either insurance coverage or grant payment. Due to the grant, the program will have no cost to the Riblake District. The district also approved short-term borrowing. The district does short-term borrowing annually in order to have adequate cash flow in between state aid payments. The school board approved the administration to use the firm of Quarles and Brady to coordinate this competitive borrowing process. In personnel-related matters, the board accepted the resignation of Chelsea Ertle as special education aide and Greg Smith as JV football coach. They also approved the hiring of John Lanius as a JV football coach and Todd Henderson as the JV boys basketball coach. Also in new business, the school board approved the implementation of the final offer to the Riblake Education Association for 2019-20 base wages. This vote will finalize the instructional staff salaries for the upcoming year. In the final action of the night, the board approved transfer of funds from Fund 10, which is the general budget, to Fund 46, which is a capital improvement fund. The purpose of this fund is to put away money for future building maintenance. In the Riblake School District, start all students on Tuesday, September 3rd. Teachers report on August 28th for staff development, and on 29th have record keeping. 612 does have an open house, I believe, for parents on August 29th from 4 to 7.
Our thanks to Riblake School District Superintendent Rick Carty.